Welcome back. Thanks for listening. Dr. Lee Yardley is here. Dr. Yardley, in just a moment, we're going to talk to Mike. Now, this is not all that unusual an occurrence. I understand he was seeing somebody else before he came to see you.
Correct. And I'm sure they were doing a fine job on him. But his issue was this. He wasn't holding, and he wanted to try something that would hold for longer.
Now, when you say holding, what do you mean?
Not needing a correction for long periods of time. Some people can get relief by being corrected on a regular basis.
Uh-huh. And other people can go longer.
Yeah, some approaches allow a person to hold for longer periods of time.
And your goal is always, as I understand it, to get people to hold as long as possible.
Yeah, 10 years is our record. Better than 10 years.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
10 years would be great.
I would too.
We got to talk to Mike here. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. Dr. Yardley is here to chat with you too.
Hi there, Mike.
Hello, Dr. Yardley. Wonderful to hear your voice.
It's good to talk to you too.
I love it when patients are thrilled to hear Dr. Yardley. So, Michael, tell us a little bit about your situation. I understand that you work in construction, and you were sore all over for a long, long time. Tell us all about this.
Well, I've been, for quite a few years, I was told that I either had arthritis or I had fibromyalgia, that I couldn't do the job I was doing, and I started to believe that because in order to get my work boots on in the morning, I couldn't tie my shoelaces. My hands were so sore. I'd either have to weave my shoelaces between my fingers and pull that way or else wait for about half an hour or 45 minutes as I drove to work before I could tie my boots. Now, my back was so sore that I at times would just come home and lay down on the floor, or even if we were at a party at someone's house, I'd just have to lay down on the floor, and I was tired all the time due to the amount of pain I was in.
That must have been tremendously frustrating.
Oh, it was frustrating for myself and for my wife and for my kids. And after starting to go to Dr. Yardley, I just found out how much it was for my wife and how much she had been holding back because she was also in the same place in the survival mode, just trying to make things work. That day after my first adjustment, I thought for sure this can't be real. And I went over to my mother's house, who I said, well, I'm going to this guy. And she said, I'll never go to a chiropractor. I don't want anything to do with it. And I walked into her house after my first adjustment, and she said, I want to go see whoever you were at. And that's what was crazy. I didn't tell her I'd been in there, but she had known. Another issue I had was I had never stood up straight. My mother used to always tell me to stand up straight, and Dr. Yardley, through his x-rays, pointed out that my spine was not in a position that would allow me to sit up or stand straight, that it would be physically painful to me. My parents used to tie me to my chair at the dining room table so I'd sit up straight. And my mom, as soon as I walked into her house, standing straight, like she always told me to do, right then she said, I want to go in and see the same guy, because she had some back problems as well.
So tell me about where you are today. How are you feeling today?
I can't even tell you how long I've held my adjustment. I go in every...
Actually, I can. It's about 13 months.
Wow.
13 months. Mm-hmm. So over a year. I was going to say about a year.
And what's your life like now? What is the pain all gone? Tell me about it.
Well, I am in construction, so now what happens is every once in a while I tweak a muscle, I pull a muscle. But with my atlas in line and my nerves being able to focus throughout my whole body and communicate with my brain of how it needs to heal, I get sore every once in a while, but it'll be for a day or two, and my body will know what it needs to do to recover from that sore. I lift heavy stuff. I move things with two guys that are 4,000 pounds in building elevators. So we're moving stuff, heavy stuff, doing construction all the time. I wake up in the morning. Every once in a while, I still use my CPAP machine, depending on how much sleep I'm getting in the night. I never use an inhaler. I don't need an inhaler, and I haven't used one of those since probably the fifth or sixth month I went to Dr. Yardley's. And beforehand, I had two different inhalers. One of them was $365 a month that the cost was of the one inhaler. And ever since that fourth month, I haven't used those at all.
And tell me about your overall back and chest pain. How is that?
My back pain is great. Every once in a while now when I get sore, I look at my wife and I ask her, how did I ever live this way? And her response to me is, we didn't. We coped. But and then it's only a day or two from normal construction wear and tear, and then I feel better. I can't understand how I ever lived with all the different pains and everything other than it was just survival. I walk upright. I feel great. I wake up in the morning. I can put my boots on. I can tie my boots right away when I wake up, which is just a huge blessing in itself. I was able to change the way my whole family works together and lives. In fact, he also helped my daughter, who had a lazy eye, and a child optometrist, after working with my daughter for 8 months, said she needed eye surgery, and a child optologist that we worked with for another 8 months, because I didn't want to cut into my daughter's retina, said she needed surgery too, and now her eye holds position when her alignment's in with her atlas. So he's helped my family in many more ways, and we're very grateful for the practice he has.
Michael, thank you for making the time to chat with us. It's great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Dr. Yardley, we've talked to a lot of people, but that is certainly among the most dramatic stories I've ever heard and the biggest change I've ever heard from somebody.
Very unique, but it made a profound change in Mike's life.
Yeah, impact on his entire family.
Yeah.
Now, maybe you've been listening to this and you're going, gosh, I wonder if that would work for me. Well, you know, why not find out? More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives, naturally, next on AM 770, The Truth.